You're now listening to La Verdad Podcast.
Bueno, mi gente, we're back at it again with another episode of La Verdad Podcast, and we're checking out this live thing for the first time.
We just spent like the past hour troubleshooting it. By the way, this is V-Fig in the mic. My bad, I forgot to introduce myself. Well, let me take that back. Christian just spent the last hour troubleshooting. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Hopefully you can see us on the live stream. right now we are testing this out. We're also on IG, so it's one of those, you know, testing and
we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook. What else? Is that it?
Yeah, Instagram, Facebook, and then this is going to come out.
And YouTube Live?
Yep. No, not YouTube yet.
Okay,
no,
my bad. So just Instagram Live and Facebook Live.
Carlos said yo on IG.
What's up, Carlos?
We're moving on up. I can get this set. Sorry, guys.
By the way, the camera for sure adds like 10 pounds.
It's our Christmas episode!
Oh my god. Okay. Nathie's all decked out for the holidays.
What do you guys have it on there?
So we have it on Facebook, YouTube.
Instagram.
I'm sorry. On Facebook, we have it on Instagram. So we're just testing this out. You know, we're back. We tested it out a couple minutes ago, probably like an hour ago.
You know, we told you guys 10 minutes. It was actually an hour.
My bad.
Yeah, so right now it might be a little lagging here and there, but please bear with us. This episode is also going to be live on it's also going to be placed on the Audio Boom platform. So be sure to check that out as well. So we're getting ready for the holidays now, so... I know that Nati's over here wearing her little hat.
In the Christmas spirit and New Year's. By the time you guys hear this on Audio Boom.
Yeah, it'll be 2017.
No. Christmas will be over. We'll be going to the new year. It'll be like...
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Like the 29th or something. Yeah. Woo. My bad.
So, you know, it's one of those things where we wanted to take a little recap, try out some new stuff for La Vela, but mostly take a little recap and see what we did this year. So
do a recap, right?
Yeah, do a recap.
We've done a lot this year.
Yeah, we definitely transitioned the company as a whole. You know, from being just a t-shirt company, we started out doing the podcast. We did a live event.
We joined the team.
Yeah,
Don't forget that.
So it's definitely been different, you know, and it's been something that it's still growing. People are definitely still kind of getting used to what we do and what we're all about. I think we actually did a revamp.
People like it. Like, some people at work, I mean, one of my friends from work, she definitely supports, and she came out to our live event, so I was super grateful for that. Yeah.
Cool. Give her a shout-out.
Katie Frias, if you're listening.
Katie, thanks for the support.
Yeah, hell yeah. She wants to know when her next event is. She said she'll be there, so.
I'm putting the beers down because we're not sponsored by them, but.
Oh, my God.
Blue Moon hit us up.
Yeah.
Christian would love that if we get sponsored by Blue Moon.
Katie Frias definitely supports us. Definitely some other... Oh, what's her name? Marissa.
Yeah.
Marissa from DePaul. I went to DePaul with her. She listens to us. She's a huge supporter of just anything to do with Latinos. That's kind of how we met through our Latino studies classes. But she's definitely a supporter of this. So I think... You know, from where it started to where it is now, we've definitely grown. Our fan base has grown, and I'm excited. 2017 is going to be a really good year for us.
Mi gente, also, I know that we're on the Facebook Live, so I'm a little distracted taking a look at it. But if you have any questions or anything, I'm taking a look at it. So feel free to jump on.
Where's the camera? So that's the camera. So
we might have, be like, looking everywhere. Don't mind us.
We're not used to it.
Don't mind us looking down. We're just really trying to get used to this and check this out. This is new for all of us. So
By the way, if you'd like to intern for us and you know how to do all this technology shit,
who is this?
Please let us know.
Someone said the female with the glasses is super cute.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Even though I have no idea what I'm doing with all this.
So you know, if we have somebody that, if somebody knows how to use all this stuff, let us know. We're definitely on a learning curve right now. We're trying. I'm an audio guy, so the video thing is a new thing for me. But it's starting a little slow, but at the end of the day, you know what? It's just for us to be able to spread our word out there in a different platform.
Mm-hmm.
So aside from doing the live events, we were also able to do a couple different podcasts with different interviews. So I want to say one of the top interviews that we've had in La Vilda in 2015, personally, it was before the girls actually joined us. I want to say it was with Chacha Jimenez, who was, it was our first interview actually, and big shout out to Chacha Jimenez from the Young Lords.
Yeah, a lot of people that, like, new people that have been listening mentioned that episode too.
So, yeah, it's one of those where I've heard of Chacha since I was in high school. For those that have not listened to the episode, it's one of the first ones that we released. It's with the Young Lords. And a little background on Chacha, he was the founder of the Young Lords organization, the movement here in Chicago. It started out as a gang and it eventually turned into a social organization, social conscious organization. So the cool thing behind it was that, you know, we were able to interview with him, and we got some it opened up the way for a new audience, and we were just starting out. So it was Carlos and I, we got into that interview, and it was definitely something that opened up new listeners and opened up a bunch of people to understand what we were all about.
Yeah.
So
and
I
sorry,
would say,
Carlos is not here.
Yeah, he's a little far away.
He's
so.
In Michigan, but he's so definitely.
So I think the from that interview, it kind of like, you know, paved the way, you know, for a lot of different people.
Yeah.
I want to say my second top interview was also with the Nation of Islam representative, the Latino representative of Nation of Islam. Big shout out, Abel Mohammed, if you're listening or if you're watching us on Facebook or IG, wherever you're looking at. It was definitely very cool to interview him because I didn't know that there were so many Latino Muslims, you know?
I didn't know either.
Yeah, a lot of people. It's actually one of the episodes that have gone the most viral. We had a couple different views on a lot of views on Facebook, which is why we're trying this Facebook Live. But big shout out to all our Latino Muslims out there that are listening to the show and have kept listening to the show. It's definitely something that was eye opening, not just to understand what the religion was about, but the background behind it and the work that they do on a daily basis. So I think that to me was the my second favorite.
Yeah.
And I want to say my third one was when we first had the girls.
Hell yeah.
I have to say that because they'll hit me if I don't say that.
I was going to say that too. I would have to say I love our group talks. I think it gives a chance for everyone to get to know us in a different way and connect with us in a different way. I guess we're doing top two interviews. I enjoyed Pinky's interview as a woman.
Shout out to Pinky.
Shout out Pinky.
Get her Pinquito.
I know for sure she made her goal that she was talking about when we interviewed
her Kickstarter. And I think she exceeded her goal too.
Yeah, so kudos to her. Congratulations, Pinky from La Verdad. Keep on doing great things. I enjoyed that, just to see a woman in that industry doing great and, you know, exude so much positivity in what she is spreading.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed that interview a lot, I would have to say. And then I always enjoy our group talks.
I don't have a top two. I really don't.
Pick one.
No, I don't. I think
I enjoy them all.
The group talks are actually my favorite. Because it's just a chance for just, you know, sit back, just talk about what's going on and whatever.
We know how to read this.
Nathie's reading all the comments on our...
I'm, like, trying to read. I don't really understand.
It's distracting. But,
yeah, it's very distracting.
Yeah, I don't have a top two, but I really think the group talks are great. And because Nathie and I also did, like, our girl talk thing.
Oh, we did do a girl talk.
Yeah, which was only, like, 45 minutes, but I think we have to do another one soon.
That was, like, your second episode.
I think so, yeah.
It's, like, our first time here, but... So, it's like our second time recording ever, and it was a girl
right,
talk.
Right.
So I also like the, all the interviews, I'm a big fan of having interviews in the show, mm-hmm. Mostly because we're able to get a different grasp on what they're doing, and also a different, como se dice, like a different, they're able to teach me a different way of reaching a market, you know, mm-hmm. because we're so used to our own ways of reaching our own audience. But then when we talk to these guests, usually we ask them, like, how did they blow up or how did they get to grow a fan base? And everyone right. has a unique way, you know, whether it be, you know, doing, you know, viral marketing, like talking to other people, or whether it was one post that went viral, which is the one that we had with Adriana Almanza. Big shout out, Adriana, if mm-hmm. you're watching. That one was the one that where she posted an article about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So like little things there, here and there, have also showed me in my personal life how, you know, things can blow up, you know, and, mm-hmm. and things can definitely, the internet is a powerful thing, you know,
it is. It's scary,
Facebook's
though.
A powerful thing. And it definitely has, showed it to us as well. In La Verdad, we've been able to see how one little thing can blow up. We had mm-hmm. that one article.
Oh, yeah, that Carlos posted.
Oh, about the students in Michigan, I believe.
Yeah,
Michigan
the school.
State, one of them.
Yeah, so that one, you know, went mini viral, and there was a lot of people kind of looking at that. And to me, it kind of like showed that, you know, things can blow up using mm-hmm. just social yeah. media. So big shout out to everybody that has supported us and has been able to follow us on social media. So, you know, like we mentioned earlier, today is just kind of like a recap of what year. We've done.
Yeah.
We didn't really have a script in mind. We wanted to test out the video, the live streaming. Big shout out to Yaya, because we're about to go over there later on today.
Game night.
So, we kind of killed two birds with one stone. We're going to be late like typical Puerto Ricans. To the game night or whatever.
But we're not coming empty-handed.
We're not. But at the end of the day, I think it was just more of a getting together, wanting to talk and bring up what we want to look forward to in this next year. You know, so.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to everybody opening up their Christmas gifts. I just finished. I finished all my Christmas shopping. The only thing I want to do is buy those like the candy canes, but with like M&M's inside mm-hmm. to put in the stockings.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I forgot. I was just at Walmart.
Man.
Damn it.
Oh. Yeah, you were.
Literally just there, and I thought about it like after I was leaving, but I wasn't trying to go back in there.
About shopping, man. I hate shopping.
We all know.
Such a man.
Christian hates shopping.
I still haven't done the rest of my list.
You started?
Yeah, I started. I got a lot of the. Well, Vanessa helped me out. V Fig helped me out.
Yeah, I wrapped like all the gifts yesterday.
Yeah, so it helped out a lot. But at the end of the day, I still have a couple gifts left. Mostly because I'm a guy and I wait till the last minute. But I just hate going to the stores. People like lose all sense of like
just
morality.
Being a human being.
Yeah, like, they try to like cut you off.
Yeah,
people are driving, they're cutting somebody.
When I was
up.
Just at the Walmart right now, right, so I was surprised. Like I literally got a parking spot in less than 5 minutes. So I was smart. Like I said
at the Walmart
end.
On Diversity.
Yeah, so I pulled in, right? So I like everyone's going this way, so I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go through the next aisle or row of parking, whatever.
Yeah.
I go in, there's like four or five cars like trying to park and in the aisle. I'm like, you know, I'm gonna wait back here to see what happens, because I mm-hmm. bet you there's people walking out, they're gonna come and go into this car that's literally right next to me. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. Someone came out, walked, got into their car, put on my turn signal right away. Like,
nobody tried to fight you
hell
for the parking
no.
space.
Nope, I went straight in, got out, walked super fast. I almost got hit though by a car trying to come out, but then
you got my business card, so no worries. Shout out to anyone who gets in a car.
Sometimes, like I was mentioning, you know, like I've seen a couple people
but, like,
that will go into the...
They're not paying attention.
Yeah, they're not paying attention. Or the other day... Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, so then when I finished, like, I was in and out. I was surprised. I was in like 5 minutes. But when I came out, I was about to back up. Or I'm like inching out, like, you know. Then all of a sudden, this truck goes... like, okay... like reversing super fast.
Yeah.
And I almost hit him. Like I was like just, you know, inching out.
It's dangerous.
And he saw me inching out and that he took my spot. But this mic was far away. But yeah, he almost hit me.
And the one thing too is like, so we have kids, right? So we know, you
I
know,
don't have kids.
It's hard for us to go shopping and then be with kids. But man, please, mi gente. If you have abuelita or abuelito that could watch your kid when you go shopping, please do so. And because, man, like, we went to Five Below. You know, yes, I go to Five Below. I'm cheap. So
man, shout out Five Below. Here. Okay, Five Below guys.
They came in clutch with yes. a bunch of different the bags and all that stuff.
Stocking we stuffers. Not embarrassed to say we shopped so, at Five Below.
We went to Five Below. And there was this like this kid.
It
was
murder.
Like, there was like this kid that was literally like about like almost 8 years old, like yelling at the top of his lungs. Like I thought he was dying. So I'm like looking at him like, whoa. And then the mom gets all upset because I'm looking at him like if I'm making a face or something. But I'm like, I didn't know if the kid was actually, you know, getting hurt or not. But it's like, man, like keep the kids at home for this one day.
Yeah. And then there's like kids running around. Kids.
I mean, Caleb goes to the stores and he's pretty well behaved. But yeah, I know what you guys are saying. But yeah. We're just freaking...
Like, some kids are training. Just, like, they're just running around, like, pulling shit off the show.
So, if you're a parent with one of those badass kids, man, like, listening to the show...
Put your kids at home. Kids at home.
And you know, it's just one of those things where, like, I get anxious. You know, I have anxiety as it is. So, when I'm at the store and I see people, like, running around and doing all these things... It's like, whoa, like relax. Like, I'd rather go, like, at 2 in the morning. So, like, I'm a big fan of, like, the 24-hour Walmarts or the 24-hour Targets or whatever that are out there. Because I could go out there and get my shopping done at 2 in the morning or late.
I went to a Walmart one time that was, like, at the weirdest hour ever a couple months back. And it was so peaceful. There was like the people were stocking,
but
like
you could hear the music actually playing.
Yeah, but it was such a like different experience because I'm not the type to go out shopping late, but it was whatever.
Yeah.
So when I was in college, we had a 24-hour Walmart, and that was the only spot that was open past midnight, right? Because I went to college. Big shout out Lewis University. I'm sure there's a couple people watching. When I went to college, the closest thing for food will end by like midnight, right? So. You know, as college students, you're probably up studying late or whatever, and it's like 12 o'clock. You couldn't really get anything to eat, so we would go to Walmart.
Is there a McDonald's in there?
The Walmart?
In a Walmart?
I don't know of any McDonald's in Walmart. Me neither.
The one in Waukegan do.
Shut up!
Yeah, my
well,
bad.
This Walmart had, you know, just your regular frozen food or whatever, but man, that Walmart was always popping. Like, there was a lot of people always there. I remember towards the holidays before school let out, I decided to go, like, at 1 in the morning to go check out, to go buy stuff, and there was a lot of people at that Walmart. So, you know... You got lucky with whatever day you went on because usually in this holiday season, it's super late. And
it
also
was far though. I was in oh my God.
Yeah, it definitely depends on where
it
you go.
It was in Alsip, I think.
Damn.
What the yeah.
We're not gonna go there.
We're not.
You know,
we're not gonna go.
I also want.
Why was not the Alsip? But no,
I
no. Also, but the one I went has a McDonald's in it and it has chicken.
Well, I know that there's the one, the Walmart close to here, it had like a rib joint that was pretty good, actually.
Wait, Walmart?
Yeah, the Walmart right here in North Avenue.
And Grand?
Yeah, it has like a rib joint in there.
That
yeah,
is
like
so funny.
Isn't there a Subway?
Like a
one?
Chicken and
yes,
rib joint.
Yeah, so the one that I go to, it has a Subway and it has a McDonald's.
So, also, we're still not used to these cameras and all that.
Or wait,
so
no.
We're making like faces and
I
saying
think,
hi
yeah,
and all
I know,
that. So... one thing that I do want to shout out is I want to shout out everybody that works retail, right? Because it was one of those, retail is what taught me to be who I am nowadays. I want to say
retail.
It taught me the way to
retail?
Deal with people.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I worked retail for many, many years.
Nope.
And in the holidays, it was the worst. I hated it because people forgot how to act. People forgot that the people behind the counters were actually human beings, you know what I'm saying? So I remember one holiday that I was working, I used to work at this music store, and the guy was like, you know, just like in a hurry and just throws me his credit card. I didn't grab it. I was like, yo, like, I'm not a piece of shit, like, for you to throw a credit card. It's like, you know, what's going on? Like, what's really bothering people nowadays that they have to take it out on the other human being that's sitting behind them? So big shout out to the people that are retail workers right now. And are busy and are actually working right now while we're getting ready to go out to a party.
I hated it.
Shady, this is a shout out for you.
Yeah, Shady.
Because, man, it is.
Go bother him at Best Buy. Just kidding.
Because it is a pain in the butt trying to do that, you know.
I just hate it because, like the training that I had or lack of.
Yeah.
I didn't know, like, if someone were to come up to me, hi, ma'am, where can I? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know where it's at. So I would like
usually,
hide.
You know, usually they don't even train as much.
No, but like, know, like I would hide. I would just go full pants.
Especially because
nobody asked me anything, so I don't know.
Especially because right now they're trying to, you know, especially in the holidays, you're trying to fill as many spaces as you can.
Yeah.
So you have people coming in and out, people that are quitting like after just being one day in the actual job itself. But like I mentioned, you know, it's a big shout out to those who work retail because it definitely is a hard thing to do.
I would never do it again.
Yeah, I won't either. Ever. I said that too when I left retail. I was like, fine. And I didn't work clothes retail, which I think is a lot harder because of the folding and things of that nature. But I worked at Staples.
Oh, yeah. I remember
and that. Was there, electronics and stuff.
Yeah, electronics,
like
office supplies.
And you got
some
a lot
furniture.
Of business people who tend to lose their shit too during this time.
Yeah,
you know?
So, but either with that, I'm like, and I worked at Target once.
Yeah.
With my mom.
All of those people don't give us any type of sponsorship on the show. But,
I worked with my mom.
I was like on register at the Brickyard, low key. Me and my mom worked at Target at the same time.
You had the same shift hours and shit?
How we tried. We tried to get the same hours so that way we only had one ride. It was my first job was Target. So
you're embarrassed.
It was your first, but I had to leave at 10:30 because I was a minor and she was able to leave. She had to leave later. It was seasonal.
My first retail job was...
No, my first job in general.
My first retail job, or actually my first job in general, was job. Working at...
That's what we're asking.
My first job in general was a working for a bakery. So I worked at a big chain.
Which
they
one?
Don't exist anymore. So Dominick's, which is like your typical grocery store. So like Jewel, people from Michigan, you might think of.
Wait, Dominick's?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that went way over my head. I know what Dominick's is. We totally had Dominick's here.
She
dude,
was like, that was
I'm
so
like
long
thinking
ago.
Of a little bakery.
No,
Dominick's.
Mariano.
Dominick from around the block. But no,
Mariano
shit,
style,
Dominick.
You know. So I used to work in there.
Oh,
and
shit.
That's
the one
learned.
In Lincoln Park that
no,
used to
no,
be
no.
in.
I won't say where I used to work at, but I used to work at Dominick's and it was, you know, it was. By learning the bakery stuff and
damn
working overnight,
Dominick's.
I remember being so young that I couldn't use the machines, you know, because you had to be 18 or whatever was a regulation.
So did you like make bread and cakes?
Yeah, so I was set up. So since I wasn't 18, since I wasn't 18 yet, I was set up the.
Oh, were you 17 or did you get?
Yeah, I was 17. I was still so I used to work there. I was in high school and I used to work on the weekends overnight. Mm. And then, so I would set up all the breads and I was what they call the donut fryer. So I would fry all the donuts overnight and then set it up for the next
very
person
nice.
To come in and put it out on display. But it taught me, you know, what it was like to work in retail and also taught me what it was like, you know, and it wasn't like a per se like retail like how it is now. But, it, you know, working in a fast-paced environment,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
and it definitely showed me
a
lot of appreciation for customer service. So when I go to places, I understand what it is to be super busy and taking a number, you know?
My first job was working at the pool by my parents' house.
Oh, yeah.
I hated it.
But you were not a
lifeguard. I hated a lot of my job. No, I did not choose to be a lone lifeguard because do not trust me to save your life. Like I took.
If you've ever seen B-Fig, she's
I freaked
five
out.
Feet.
Well, they see her on the Facebook Live now.
100 pounds.
112.
So can you imagine? Her
I look like
Christian?
One.
Christian, they'll never drown.
50. Yeah, this thing adds so much. Whatever. But anyway, so I worked. I was like, it switched off between the food court or whatever you call it,
mm-hmm.
and, or working in like in the front desk, like. Taking
getting
people's
people
money,
in,
yeah,
right,
or like
the
IDs.
In the suburb where you had to pay to get mm-hmm. into them pools.
Right. So, but I hated it. Like, I hated doing the food court because, like, the machine, if you had to, like, X, like, some, say somebody orders, like, a pretzel, and they're like, oh, never mind, I don't want it. I can't, I couldn't hit X out. What's so funny?
No, I'm listening to your story.
I'm like, it wasn't that funny. I didn't get to the good part yet. But like,
Vanessa's like, I'm that funny? Why are you laughing this time?
Maybe because I've heard his story like 100 times, so I already know the punchline.
No, but you couldn't
she's
press
like,
X.
Pretzel, because she's like, yeah.
Shut up.
I was about to hit the punchline before she. Yo, you know what? V fixed the worst with punchlines. I'll take that into another.
No, last weekend when I told the joke and no one heard it, and I'm like,
and then I repeated it. I was like,
and everybody laughed.
Yeah. So go ahead with the story.
That is your pretzel story, girl.
So, like, you couldn't hit X. You had to call the manager just to hit X, like, to zero it out. So what I would do is I wouldn't exit out. Like, wait till the next person orders a pretzel and then not put it in. And then I remember I got in trouble. This girl, this big girl, she would always come and just eat hot dogs. She wouldn't pay for them during her lunch.
Caleb's this bitch would come long in lost sister.
And, oh, yeah. And she would just eat. No, she was a worker. But she would just come and eat hot dogs and, like, grab a bag of chips. Like, she's not paying for this shit at all. And every one time, I got in trouble because when they did the, what do you call it? When you, inventory, mm-hmm. right? And they're like, oh, we're down on hot dogs. I'm like, what the fuck? That wasn't me. That was this girl. And then they said I didn't, like, soak. So I was working over, or we were cleaning up with the one girl. She's like, oh, I'll soak the things for the Pepsi. You know, it comes out the machine. Yeah. You're supposed to, like, unscrew those, clean them out, soak them, and then put them back. And she's like, oh, I'll do it in the morning. Bitch didn't do it, and guess who got in trouble for it? Me. So when it came time to my stupid review shit, I got like a low score. I'm like, you know, fuck this. I'm gonna go do a different job. I don't need this shit. And then my brother went to go work there, but he went as a lifeguard, and they mm-hmm. loved him. And he still has a job there, even though he doesn't even live here. He lives in New York, and he Shout still has Julia. The job.
So, okay, so we got your story. But I want to talk about...
Wait, where was the punchline?
There were, no, that's what I'm saying.
It wasn't supposed to be a joke. That's why I was like, why are you laughing?
That's what because, like, in my mind, it played out in a different way.
There was no
punchline.
There's
like
beer.
But, so... She's,
there was no
Vanessa, V-Fig is the worst with punchlines. Like, sometimes I already know the joke because she probably told me, like, 100 times or whatever. But I'm, like, waiting for the punchline. Damn, everybody's going to laugh on this one. Everybody's going to laugh. Nope. No punchline. Then here comes Nathi, says the same punchline. Everybody cracks up because it's the delivery.
It is stories and jokes, I will say, are delivery.
Whatever.
And for me, though, that was like, for me, and I feel like I'm shouting. Let me bring
I
it
feel
down.
Like just nobody heard me.
You just have to, like, you catch them. I remember at work one time, I don't even know what I said, but I said a funny joke, and the whole office laughed, and I sat at my desk
you
so
felt like you were
proud,
shit,
yeah. Dude. I was like, yeah.
She was like, yeah.
Yes.
I'm glorious. Like,
and then next week, she signed up for open mic to be a fucking comedian. Like,
Friday nights at 7.
I wasn't trying to be funny. There was no punchline. That's so but funny. For real. Nobody heard me.
But come on, think about it when you were in school, and if you ever said a joke that was really loud and the whole class laughed, you just
I wasn't
good
cool
as shit.
In school.
You know, I wasn't either, but when they did, or even when you were
I was,
friends.
But I mean, a lot of times to me, it's not even like I don't try to do like a punchline or anything like that, but it's always in the delivery, you know. Mm-hmm. But then the worst is if when you have a delivery on the joke and the joke doesn't go as good, it's like, damn, your whole.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I was so confused. I'm like, why are you laughing? Because I was making a
like,
joke.
It's kind of like the same feeling as a guy gets when he tries to hit on a girl and the girl kind of like rejects him. That's, probably that.
But that's like, okay, me and V-Fig have pretty hyper personalities. So I feel like even if I'm telling the most boring story, I'm like,
I'm pretty loud.
And then I'm done. Oh, yeah, I'm not. And then I'm done. And then people are like, and I'm like, the end.
Like waiting.
Yeah, they're like, so what was the story?
And I'm like, whatever, bye. And then get mad and stuff.
Oh my
so,
God.
So other than I know we've been going on a rant and everything. We're
Let's
showing
go
off
because
the girls are over here showing off. They put extra lipstick on today and everything just to be on the show.
It's just
I
for
got
yeah,
this
I know.
Lipstick for my birthday.
The lipstick.
Actually.
You got the lipstick.
The lipstick.
I got my she lipstick. Got the lip dick. That's what
Sam
she said.
Daniel.
She's like, I got this new
so,
lipstick.
My new lipstick.
So other than that, I mean, you know, in this new year, right, in this yeah. next chapter of La Verdad and what we're going to do, I know we definitely want to do some more events and some more of this Facebook Live and IG Live. So, mm-hmm. You know, we're definitely open to hear what our audience and what our fans want to hear. I don't like to say fans. I like to say our followers, you know. I like to say los verdaderos, you know. Los verdaderos. Our supporters, yeah, exactly. So one of the things is, and Nati, if you could grab it, the hat right over there, is that We're actually going to be releasing our snapback for La Verdad. I know we've been talking about it for quite some time. Big shout out to Chicago T-shirt guy who's actually going to make it happen for us. We're actually going to be releasing these hats starting after Christmas. And hopefully people could buy them, support us. One of the biggest things that we want to do is we just want to spread awareness of what our brand means. And other than our brand being, you know, a podcast, it's also a way of life. You know,
it's a community.
It's a community of people that want to spread what we call La Verdad, the truth, right? So we definitely want to be able to
we want put to keep out more the Latino culture alive.
Exactly. We want
to
be able to
educate people. Yeah.
Go ahead.
My bad.
Yeah, just give them a reminder. Go ahead. Go be fake.
I was just kind of reiterating our mission, which, by the way, we didn't have before. Now, LV Lover That has a mission statement on our website. Thanks to Carlos. Carlos is dope with the website.
So what we want to do is we want to keep that community alive of what it is to be Latino. And not just that, because, you know, we have a lot of people that are not Latino that listen to our show. Mm-hmm. But we want to be able to showcase what our culture is all about and keep those traditions alive. You know,
right.
One of the things, big shout out to Urban Hibaro, who we need to get on a show. We were trying to get him on the show, but there was a lot of technical difficulties. But Urban Hibaro had put on Facebook, he's like, what do we need to do in order to keep the parranda tradition alive? You know, it wasn't worded exactly like that, but it was somehow worded that way. And little things like that, like we want to keep the tradition of parranda alive. We want to keep the tradition of little words here and there that we say that will stick through that our parents taught us. We want to keep the tradition of having our families together, Friendsgiving, whether it be showing and talking to you guys about what we do on a daily basis. We want to keep that alive, because without it, I think we lose our identity, right?
So yeah, it's a big part of us.
One of the biggest things that we've been doing, that we've been wanting to do starting next year, is you know, do little events here and there that highlight our culture and our identity. So mi gente, be on the lookout for that. I know we've been talking about spoken word. Maybe
Hibaro's watching.
Yeah, big shout out.
But even like we were talking about doing like a live event, or like doing this whole live recording of the podcast at a university. So anybody that has like connections to like the student life, or you know, some way that we can come out and, you know, record a live show.
Yeah.
Let us know, because that would be a really, really cool event to do.
And it's one of those things where we want to keep little things here and there that still mean a lot to our culture. So with that being said, I'm going to put these girls through a ringer. And I saw this in one of the posts from, I want to say it was one of those groups called like Me Too, or you know, it's one of those videos, you know,
yeah.
That are usually on Facebook, and they'll try like so the last one I saw, right, just to talk
is
about
this
it
a quiz
bit. I'm gonna try to see if make it a quiz or
oh,
not.
Shit.
So the last one that I saw was they were trying different rums, right? Different rums from different places in Latin America, right?
Okay.
So they had a rum, and it was Brugal from Dominican Republic, and it was one from Nicaragua, one from Nicaragua, Puerto Rico. I think they had Don Cu from Puerto Rico. So they had different rums, and everybody had to take the rum and kind of put it towards like, okay, this is my favorite one, this is my least one. And it was funny because nobody picked their own country's rum, right? So the Dominican guy picked Don Cu, I want to say. The Nicaraguan girl picked the Dominican rum, etc. So I like those videos because it kind of highlights what we do. The other one that they had was like they said certain words, and then the people had to like guess what it really means. So I'm gonna use a couple words. And mi gente, if you're watching on IG and Facebook Live, put some words on there, Puerto Rican words or Latino words, and maybe we can kind of guess it out.
Don't
guess
judge
it.
Us.
I'll take a look at this while I ask
don't
the girls.
Don't judge us.
Oh yeah, here we got Urban Hibaro on Instagram. So Urban, hit us up with some words too, so we could test it out right here. So the first one that I want to test out is this word called jara, la jara.
What? La jara?
Yeah. What does that mean?
I know. Wait. I do know. La jara, la jara, la jara, right?
No way.
She's so embarrassing.
I don't know then.
So,
Urban Hibaro said a word, so let's go with this.
So hold on. La jara. So la jara, mi gente, if you know what it is, go ahead and comment.
Oh, my God.
Like the police or something.
Okay, I see Urban's. La Jara is the police,
yes. Like that.
dinner.
That's what people say, like, La Jara, La Jara, run, yeah, run, they're exactly. coming. That was my...
So, so La Jara...
We need a dinger, like, ching, that was correct.
Wait, okay, my IG is, my phone's down, so...
My so, oh, okay, so Urban Hibata is saying, do you know the history of La Jara? I don't know the history of La Jara, but I've heard it in a lot of Hector Lavoe songs. You know, my dad usually will be like, hey, man, but ahí viene La Jara, you know, be careful. I'm sure there has to be some type of way that word was actually... meant something else, and it got screwed throughout the years. But Urban, you said patatú. So what's patatú to you guys?
Oh my God.
Patatú.
You said it in a sentence.
Let's start. Hold on. So let's start with.
I said La Jara, so start with V-Fake.
Okay, V-Fake, patatú. And don't be looking at the comments.
I'm looking. No,
don't look at the comments.
I'm just looking at the word.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that, Urban Hibaro.
Okay, okay, yeah. Nice. Okay, I read that in some article now that I think about it. Officer O'Hara, yeah.
What did he do?
Because usually the police officers were Irish or Irish descent, right? Especially in the Chicagoland area, I want to say in New York. I'm not from New York, so I don't know exactly, but they definitely. I could see that. You know, nice. I could see why they did that. But patatú.
Use it in a sentence, because I have no idea.
Yeah, so, I don't know either.
Ayer me dio un patatú.
Yesterday you gave me a patatú. What the?
A pow pow.
No.
So what do you think it means, Nati?
I have no idea.
Okay. Is it
patatú?
That's not a really good sentence.
Okay,
that's not
so
very...
I know a lot of Dominicans use this word. Patatú means like getting sick. It's a slang word for getting sick, right? So I'm sure you probably heard gripe.
Yes.
Gripe,
yeah, I've heard right? that one.
So you might have heard la gripe. You might have heard tengo la monga.
Uh-huh.
Right? And this stems out because I was commenting on George's
this is gonna
Facebook.
Bring so much shame to me.
this was actually on George's Facebook where he was talking about que ella padece de los nervios, right? It's something that it's one of those things where Latinos or Latina moms especially they go on and they say, mira, habla un poquito calmado porque ella padece de los nervios. Or hey, you know, don't she can't go because padece de los nervios. She's a little how do I translate it in English? Ella padece de los nervios. She suffers from her nerves, right? Yeah. Which in other words is just freaking anxiety, you know, but us Puerto Ricans didn't want to admit that we had anxiety back in the day. So ella padecía de los nervios.
So
when he put that on Facebook, I was like, "Oh, ella padece de los nervios porque le dio la gripe." Right? And la gripe is when you used to get sick, like you have
right,
your common
right.
cold, right? There's a there's a bunch of the other things that people call it, especially in Puerto Rico, of different words, etc. So that was we had patatú.
And we had what is it?
La Jara.
La Jara.
So we're one for one.
Okay.
We got one. Team girls are one for one.
Yeah.
Any ones that you guys know that you
yeah,
want
I
ask?
Got one. Because Urban Hibaro said one. Right through.
Yeah, that right through is just it's a English you know, they just translate it from English. Puerto Ricans will be walking around, or I'm gonna stop saying Puerto Ricans. Latino will be like, "Oye, man, ese carro está right through," or it could be like, ayer fui a la casa y pasamos por el frente y ese pasó por ahí y fue right through right away, or right through the intersection or whatever. So it's different ways of saying.
Oh, sorry, it took me. Took a little while to get there.
Yeah, there's also hangueo. Have you heard of hangueo? Oh,
who?
Hangueo.
Hangueo?
Yep.
I did not grow up in your household.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's teaching these words.
Yeah.
I know.
Hangueo. You don't know what. Hold on. But we got to figure out what hangueo means.
I don't know hangueo.
Hangueo. Hangueo. Think
okay,
how it sounds.
Say it again.
Hangueo.
Is it like another English translation?
No, this was, I want to say, Daddy Yankee translation. Oye, ayer tuve en el pariseo y estábamos en el hangueo. Right?
I have no idea.
Pariseo, it's another word for party, right?
Party. I party.
Hangueo is hanging out, right?
Oh, my God.
My Dominican friends, you guys can say this. Tú eres un pariguayo. Pariguayo. What's pariguayo mean?
Party with you.
Pariguayo. Wait. Like your party animal?
Come on, you went to the Dominican Republic. You know what pariguayo means.
Can you use it a sentence again?
Pariguayo is Spanish, right?
Wait, you literally did a sentence before.
I just said it, literally. It was, oye, no sea un pariguayo, no sea un pariguayo.
I don't want to party with you.
No, it's actually close enough. It pariguayo. For Dominicans was
party wild.
No,
party animal.
No, not at all. It's a pariguayo. It's like como se dice? It's like a bad thing to call someone, right? So when you say someone, when you tell someone,
close at all, Christian.
When you tell someone, don't be a pariguayo, means don't be a party watcher. Because what people used to be back in the day was, especially in the Dominican Republic, what they used to say was that when somebody would just stand there and watch the party because they couldn't get in, they weren't cool enough to get in. So they were just party watching. Wild, right? A party watcher. So
okay.
I was kind
of
close.
I think a lot of these words, mi gente, it's words that we've taken throughout times that are English words and we've kind of made it into our own, especially within the Puerto Rican community. You know, for example, I was watching the documentary with Rosie Perez, right? Mm-hmm. And she was explaining the word spick, right? Mm. And it really just meant, because Puerto Ricans will say, you know, no speak English, right? So then they will make fun of them and be like, oh, you spick.
Oh, that's where it comes from?
Yeah, you spick. I'm sure there's different definition, different history of that word. But my definition from what I've heard in documentaries and a couple of different people was that the word spick came from that, right? Because they couldn't speak English. Same thing like when you talk about gringos, you know what I'm saying? I've heard where that definition stemmed from the Mexicans telling the U.S. military that will wear green camouflage, gringo, right? So gringo. So words come from
I didn't know that.
So words come from different places. It's mostly, especially within our community, there's different things that we've been able to experience that were actually just English words and were changed into Spanish. So since I think George is still listening, George, when you come to Chicago, I'm gonna need you to bring me chopped cheese. And I think that was one of the other things that we're gonna talk about this show, right? I kind of just made that up, but
when I was
looking through the social media, through las redes sociales, right? And I've been seeing a lot of people complaining about chopped cheese. I have a lot of friends that are from New York, the East Coast, right? I listen to a lot of podcasts that are from the East Coast as well, right? So everybody's talking about these chopped cheese and how gentrification is trying to take chopped cheese and they're trying to make it into you know, Whole Foods is selling it. So from my googling, right, I was able to figure out that chopped cheese is a sandwich, right? So we might have here
a sandwich.
Yeah, we might have in Chicago. We might have something like like un sandwich de bite or the cubanito sandwich, right? Mm-hmm. It's pretty famous here in Chicago. So chopped cheese is hamburger meat, right? And they put cheese on it, right? And then they cut it. They chop the cheese on the meat. So chopped cheese, and it's very famous in different bodegas in the East Coast. So what I wanted to ask you guys is there any food, right before we end this show and all that, is there any food that you love from Chicago or from when you were growing up that you cannot find anywhere else and people don't understand why you love it so much?
Jimmy's Hot Dogs.
Italian beefs, I've heard, is just a Chicago thing.
People love Italian beefs everywhere.
But I heard it's just a Chicago thing.
I'm talking about stuff like...
Jimmy's Hot Dogs.
But people love hot dogs everywhere. I'm talking
about... But people don't know Jimmy.
You're talking about like hot chips with cheese
on it. Exactly.
Like shit that's
that.
From Chicago that people look at us weird if we do it. Like putting... Well, no ketchup on hot dogs.
Exactly. Right. We do not put any type of ketchup in hot dogs, right?
But
and
I
the Jibarito sandwich
ketchup.
is a Chicago thing.
It's not from Puerto Rico.
No, nobody, you know, people started taking it into other places and all that, but el Jibarito sandwich was starting.
That's just a Chicago thing.
Not sandwich.
Another big thing was the whole hot chips with cheese. You know, that was a...
Did you do that, Vanessa?
Nope. I was a suburban.
We did it.
So, I didn't go up in Chicago.
We had a store that did it.
Yeah, we had a store by my school. Big shout out to Ziggy's.
It's not up no more.
I used to go in there, and they used to actually sell penny candy. And with the penny candy, they used to sell, you know, you could also get the hot chips with cheese.
Bye, Urban Jibaro. Have fun. Be safe. He's going to the club.
Oye, hermano, you going to the club right now? No invite. All right. So we had the penny candy. We had the the hot chips with cheese. Mm-hmm. But also, like, I've talked to a couple people that are from the South Side, like the Wild Hundreds in Chicago, and they also have
chicken and waffles.
No, chicken and waffles is something that you eat regularly. I don't even think that's a Chicago thing, but they had the chips with Heine sauce. I don't know if you ever had Heine. I have Heine sauce downstairs. And
it just sounds
nasty. I guess, is mayo ketchup a Chicago thing?
No, mayo ketchup is Puerto Rico.
They sell that by the
bottle.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico.
And for those that don't know what mayo ketchup is, it's mayonnaise, ketchup, and garlic, right? Mixed together, and they use it for tostones. They used to not have it everywhere nowadays.
Hey, low-key, when I came over here last weekend or the weekend before for Anthony's birthday, and y'all had a bowl of it on the table, I'm like, what the hell?
If you just tried it.
You never heard of mayo ketchup?
I've heard of it, and they used to do it in grammar school, and I never tasted it. That should look good.
Because I don't like mayo.
But it's not.
Mayo ketchup tastes good.
It's not just mayonnaise. It's not just mayonnaise and ketchup, though. It's garlic. Garlic in it, and it all mixed together, it gives it that nice little kick and a nice little taste.
But we didn't even get it. We need to talk more about the holidays. This is, hello, it's the purpose of our hat.
I think we talked a little bit. It was more of a
very little, though.
So what do you want to talk about?
Like, what are we all doing for the holidays?
Well, I think we kind of announced in our last podcast, but we're going to be doing more of hanging out, just kind of celebrating with the family. I'm hoping that we could kind of have, music.
Yeah, but I heard not that you celebrate Three Kings Day. I've never celebrated that. What do you do for Three Kings Day?
Well, my godfather is big on it. So he doesn't do Christmas. We do Three Kings Day.
At all?
No, he doesn't celebrate Christmas. Oh. His Christmas is Three Kings Day, which January works 6th. Out well because most of the family celebrates Christmas. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't have to fight for the day. You know, like January 6th, we all know we're going over there.
Yeah. The only thing that sucks is that, you know, since they don't celebrate it here in the U.S., is that you have to work the next day, or it's usually a working day, yeah. You know, so it's not, it doesn't feel the same as
yeah.
But, like I feel like, I don't know, when I, like, you know, if I have a really big family, whatever, like, I want to celebrate that. I don't know, like,
instead of Christmas, you would not do Christmas?
No, I want to do both, but I don't know, like, maybe, because, like, Christmas is more, like, the American right tradition, and then I still want to bring in Three Kings Day because
we just do it over there.
Special to us. I don't know because I've never done anything
over there on that day.
Well, yeah. One of the things that I want to ask our listeners to is to post up pictures of what you're doing in the holidays. Maybe you have a tradition. I know we talked about a bunch of different things today, but maybe, you know, since we are in the holiday spirit, if we could get some of our listeners to post up pictures of something unique that they do, you know, in the holidays, you know, and maybe, for example, I saw one of my friends put up a picture of them cooking a whole penil, a whole lechon, right?
Yeah, we did it for Father's Day a couple years back.
And stuff like that doesn't really happen anymore. So maybe you have another tradition where you go to church or something like that. So, mi gente, if you have any holiday traditions that you want to share with us, because you know what, at the end of the day, we want to share it with everybody else because we want to keep that culture and tradition alive. So today we talked about a bunch of different words, right? We talked
that about, clearly I didn't know.
We talked about some of our favorite food, some of our favorite episodes that we've had in La Verdad, right? Some of the stuff that we want to do next year. I think that kind of closes out the show. We're getting ready to go to game night.
Last words of the year for.
So what do you want to say? Yeah, what do you want to say for?
Why are you putting on me for?
I just want to say to you guys, thank you so much for showing support to V Fig and I as new members of the team.
I would agree. I'll second that.
I've enjoyed it. I can speak for her to say we've enjoyed it. It's given us new, you know, something to do, but something that means something to us, and that we are enjoying and passionate about. Be careful, be safe out there for the new year. Don't party too hard. Free train rides, I think.
Yeah.
For New Year's Eve. So just be careful, and, you know, have a mentality of what you guys want to keep focus on for the new year. I know I have my own and do our own thing for the new year with me and my son. And just thank you and blessings to you all, and be safe.
Yeah, I would definitely
love
second. I'd definitely second a lot of that. I think having bringing us on, like, you know, it's a new part of our lives too, and a new part of your lives, and just the life of La Verdad. So that's been a big thing, but like when Ate was saying, like with the holidays, as we were talking about earlier, everybody, you know, acts a fool around the holidays. So just be careful, be safe. You know, don't forget the importance of family. It's not all about the gifts and the money and
or
whatnot.
The poquito.
But you know, make it about the family. So.
And I think the biggest thing that I want is to make sure that everybody stays safe. You know, we have a lot of people out there that, unfortunately, you know, their lives end during these holidays. So stay safe out there, mi gente. And when you're together with your family, cherish every single moment, because you don't know when you're going to be there again. Mm-hmm. Usually when we get together for funerals. Let's stop doing that.
Yeah.
Let's get together for the beautiful moments in our lives, just as the holidays are. And not just that, but also take the moment and take the time to spread the word of La Verdad Podcast.
Hell yeah.
While you're for us in 2017.
Yeah.
We are going to be doing a lot of things, a lot of events, mi gente. I just want to say thank you to the girls that have been able to take on a lot of work within the La Verdad team. It has made our lives much more easier. But I also feel like we're going to take this into a whole new level. So I appreciate you guys from the bottom of my heart. I'm sure Carlos does as well. Anything else that you guys want to add before we close out?
Feliz Navidad.
It was our first live IG and live Facebook. Thank you guys for tuning in. We had a couple people listening. Love you guys. God bless and peace.